Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar holds talks with Bahrain's Foreign Affairs Minister Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al Zayani. US President Donald Trump cuts tariffs on food imports as affordability emerges as a potential political factor. India's mango, pomegranates and tea exports likely to benefit from move. Sikkim government opened Doklam and Chola for tourists by December the 15th this year. Indian Air Force and French Air and Space Force to begin bilateral air exercise Garud 25 in France today. And World Boxing Cup finals to begin today in Greater Noida near Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke with Bahrain's Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al Zayani. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the two leaders, during their telephonic conversation, discussed ways to further strengthen the long-standing and multifaceted partnership between India and Bahrain. He added that they also exchanged views on current regional and global developments. In a major step towards expanding frontier tourism, Sikkim government has announced that the strategically sensitive air sites of Doklam and Chola will be opened to tourists by December the 15th this year. The decision marks the first time civilians will be allowed access to these high security border zones. Speaking to reporters, C.S. Rao, Sikkim's additional chief secretary for tourism, confirmed that preparations are now in their final phase. By opening these previously restricted regions, the Sikkim government aims to promote adventure and heritage tourism. A report.
The Sikkim government is preparing to open Chola and Doklam under the Battlefield Tourism Initiative of the Defense Ministry. After the 8 years of standoff between India and Chinese troops, Doklam will be open for tourists. On the other hand, Chola is a must-visit for history buffs, adventure and natural lovers for its captivating landscapes and rich heritage. Chola is primarily being known for the clash between the Indian and Chinese troops in 1967. The Sikkim government and the army are developing these places to welcome tourists by next month. However, government will only allow limited number of vehicles and bikers daily with specific do's and don'ts instructions while visiting both the places. Manas Pratim Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
The Indian Air Force IAF will participate in the 8th edition of the bilateral air exercise Garud 25 in France from today. IAF will conduct this exercise with the French Air and Space Force, FASF, till the 27th of this month. The Ministry of Defence says that this exercise aims to refine tactics and procedures in a realistic operational environment. The Ministry added that it also provides an opportunity for professional interaction, exchange of operational knowledge and sharing of best practices between the two air forces. During the exercise, the IAF's Su-30 MKI aircraft will operate alongside the French multi-role fighters in complex simulated air combat scenarios, focusing on air-to-air combat, air defense, and joint strike operations. US President Donald Trump has cut tariffs on food imports as affordability emerges as a potential political factor. India's mango, pomegranate, and tea exports are likely to benefit from the move. The White House has announced that tropical fruits and juices, tea and spices are among the imports that will not be affected by reciprocal tariffs. Other items mentioned in the White House fact sheet include coffee and tea, cocoa, oranges, tomatoes and beef. Trump had previously imposed 25% reciprocal tariffs on imports from India and added an additional 25% punitive tariff for buying Russian oil. To contain inflation, Trump earlier exempted generic medicines from tariffs, benefiting India, which supplies 47% of the generic medicines prescribed in the U.S.
The fruits, when we cut back a little bit on those tariffs, we'll get the price down. But they're not competitive in this country, like tomatoes and bananas and things. We don't make them in this country. So there's no protection of our industries or our food products. So what we're going to do is we cut back you'll see prices come down even lower. You have to understand, we've all suffered from the Biden prices, which were much higher than they are right now.
Some of the increases in food prices were due to the high tariffs, which were passed on in whole or in part by importers and retailers to customers. In recent elections in New York City, New Jersey and Virginia, Democrats' campaign focus on affordability, rising costs, straining voters' budgets contributed to their victories. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held a phone call yesterday to discuss a wide range of Middle East developments with a strong focus on Gaza, Iran's nuclear program and the situation in Syria. The Russian Foreign Ministry said that the leaders exchanged views on the implementation of the ceasefire agreement and detainee exchange in the Gaza Strip, the status of Iran's nuclear program and efforts to stabilize Syria. The call follows heightened diplomatic activity surrounding the United States' mission to the United Nations, which this week formally urged the UN Security Council to endorse a draft resolution incorporating President Donald Trump's 20-point Gaza plan. According to Netanyahu's office, the call was the latest in a series of recent conversations, and it dealt with regional issues. Greater Noida is set to host the World Boxing Cup Finals, scheduled from today to November the 20th at the Shaheed Vijay Singh Pathik Sports Complex. The World Cup Finals is the season finale of the World Boxing Cup Series 2025, following the three World Cup stages held earlier in Brazil, Poland and Kazakhstan. The event will have 130 boxers from 18 countries, featuring the 8 best boxers of the year in each of the 20 categories. India is competing in all 20 categories, as the host will field world champions like Meenakshi, Nikhat Zareen, Jasmine and Sweety Bura. In men's cricket, South Africa won 142-8 in their second innings against India on day 3 of the first test of the two-match series at Eden Gardens, Kolkata, when reports last came in. Earlier, the visitors resumed their second innings at 93-7 on day 3 of the first test against India at Eden Gardens. Yesterday, India were bowled out for 189 in their first innings. KL Rahul top-scored with 39, while Washington Sundar contributed 29. Indian captain Shubman Gill suffered a neck injury and was taken to the hospital for evaluation after yesterday's play. According to a statement from the team management, he will remain under observation and has been ruled out for the test for the rest of the test match. The Baloch National Movement, BNM, organized commemorative ceremonies worldwide and in several districts of Balochistan to mark Baloch Martyrs' Day, where political leaders and human rights defenders highlighted Pakistan's occupation of the region and the escalating human rights crisis. Baloch communities worldwide observe November the 13th as Baloch Martyrs' Day, offering tributes to those who lost their lives fighting for national rights, dignity and freedom of Balochistan. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar holds talks with Bahrain's Foreign Affairs Minister Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al Zayani. US President Donald Trump cuts tariffs on food imports as affordability emerges as a potential political factor. India's mango, pomegranate and tea exports likely to benefit from move. Sikkim government to open Doklam and Chola for tourists by December the 15th this year. Indian Air Force and French Air and Space Force to begin bilateral air exercise Garud 25 in France today. And World Boxing Cup Finals to begin today in Greater Noida near Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.